New research shows Australia's wealthiest suburbs are among the most vulnerable postcodes in terms of mortgage stress. Private data has captured 16,000 homes within 20 suburbs that are under significant financial strain. Moreover, the analysis indicates that how those wealthier households fare over the next 12 months will determine if Australia experiences a property crisis. The acid test will be whether they can successfully manage their finances in 2017 or slide backwards. David Taylor reports.
They may have a big house and a nice car, but there's not much in the wallet.
Quite a few households are actually cash-strapped despite the fact that they're affluent, and that's a really quite unusual phenomenon.
That's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. He says these households, while currently enjoying the spoils of a once-in-a-generation house price boom, will be disproportionately affected by even a small rate rise.
There is a proportion, and a growing proportion, who, if rates do rise, will be under pressure.
So which households are in this financially stressed-out group? Households in Melbourne's Toorak, where median house prices are $3.5 million, the data show, are five times more likely to default on mortgage payments than the national average. Residents in Sydney's Bondi, says Martin North, are facing the same financial stress. And on Sydney's leafy North Shore, in suburbs like Hornsby and Gordon, homeowners are already making late mortgage repayments.
We're finding also that quite a few of these households have very significant commitments towards childcare costs and, you know, other costs as well. So you've got to look at it holistically. One of the things that we find quite often is that people only look at the property costs without taking account of people's holistic costs. And of course, if you are an more affluent household, you will tend to have higher costs. You know, you'll be going out and eating more, and you've got bigger cash flow issues with regard to credit cards, so larger credit card balances, larger repayments on the credit card. You have a more expensive car. This is about lifestyle, right?
Velocity Trade financial expert Brett LeMessurier agrees with Mr. North's analysis and says it's wealthy Australians with multiple properties that will be hit the hardest.
Because that's where the banks have shown that they, the end of last year, shown that they will target. That's their preferred method of maintaining their margin.
Targeting investor loans.
Yes, targeting investor loans, that's correct.
Martin North again.
This is the early warning signs of potential difficulties later. So how households respond over the next 12 to 18 months and how lenders respond and how regulators respond in a potentially rising market is going to be the acid test of whether we actually end up with a property crisis or whether we actually muddle our way through.
Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, ending David Taylor's report.